This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Rain is now the story down in South America. We'll have more right after this.
October is pork month, and in Iowa, we have no shortage of pork producers to celebrate. In all, there are 147,105 Iowa jobs created by the pork industry through direct, indirect, and induced jobs, and those jobs in turn create $8.64 billion in labor income. Make sure you support one of Iowa's most important industries by enjoying some farm-raised Iowa pork this month. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
After a good amount of dry heat, rain is now highlighting the upcoming forecast in South America. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the current weather patterns.
Still seeing center west of Brazil getting still on the drier side. There are rains coming through for some of the center portions. The eastern portions are getting rain. That southern portion still extremely wet. There's having some port congestion because of the overly wet issues. It also is hampering their planting progress in the south at this point, but in the center part of the country, western part of the country, no problem. Northern parts of the country seeing a little bit of dryness still. If you go to Argentina, now they're getting rain. They've continued to get rain. The 1 to 5 days still shows that they are going to get some additional rains in all the right places.
In the longer term forecast, McBride said there's even more rain on the way.
Go to the 6 to 10 day forecast, still getting rain in Argentina. That's a great sign. This is kind of reminiscent of the last big drought that they had in 2009, where really, really tough year, probably the worst drought that they'd seen in a long time. And then 2010, it starts to come into to October and November, and they start to see rain come around, and they end up with a really very good crop the next season. So it's still entirely possible that we may see them have a very big recovery in Argentina. Now, they're still dry. Don't get me wrong. It's not that it's completely fixed everything, but it is trending in that direction.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith reporting.